This is a replay of the Thursday night, May 26th WGN show. We started promptly at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoIP for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoIP. And they've got the neatest app where your VoIP phone can take text messages, too. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
GN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We've got 3 hours to spend together, and the first one's rather special. It's that time of the month. It's time for Marianne Winkowski. And I give you links on Raleigh.net all the time, but if you're not reading it, MarianneWinkowski.com. Also, go to YouTube and look for Marianne's channel. You'll find all sorts of neat information about that. And usually I spend a lot of time hogging Marianne, and I'm going to try not to do that tonight, and I'll tell you exactly why. And first let me say to Marianne, let's see, what am I doing here? I don't know. Hello, Marianne, is this working? Yeah, once a month I use this phone line, and I usually screw it up every time, so let's see if we can't do that. So, are you with us, Marianne?
I am.
All right.
You did it.
I didn't hang up on you this time. It's a miracle. So,
I know, because it's a Mercury retrograde. I wouldn't have been surprised if it happened.
Oh, man. Isn't that the truth? And I'll blame it on that any time, but this one seems to be rough.
It's bad. It's bad. It's bad. Yeah.
So I said last night, I admonished everybody, I said, call early, because as you know, when we're done with our hour, usually that's when everybody's hanging on wanting to talk to you, and I say, good night, Marianne, and that's it. But what happened is people paid attention. So we are actually going to have callers, I do believe, if I can.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, and once a month I do this, and you'd think I'd do it more often than not, but apparently that answer is not. Now, I'm trying to, Barbara's a first-time caller in Orlando. We're going to start with her, but I've managed to get her on the same line as you. And you know, so,
oh, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, actually, that's a terrible thing, but what I'm going to...
Oh.
Right, because you can only hear her if I get her on an opposite line, and I have screwed this up royally. So, I don't even know how. Usually, I'm not that bad off, but now it's doing everything, including telling me Barbara's entire life story in terms of her phone number and where she is, and I don't care about any of that. All right, so I'm going to figure this out, and this is a perfect time to say we'll take care of business while I do. So 888-876-5593, that's 8888 Raleigh, and every line in the place is lit up. So assuming I don't disconnect all of you, it's possible, it is Mercury retrograde, but assuming I don't, if you are calling and getting a busy signal, well, what you do is you wait for somebody to hang up, and then you dial in, and you'll be in quickly, too. All right, so I've hogged Marianne as much as I'm going to for the moment, and we'll pick it up right in moments with Barbara, a first-time caller. I'll figure this out one way or another on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and yes, I believe I have figured it out, as long as Marianne's still with us. Are you still with us, Marianne?
I am here.
Oh, good. I think I practically reconstructed the phone system, and we'll see if Barbara's there, and if she is, well, it's just magic. So, Barbara, welcome to WGN Radio. Are you there?
I am here. Hello, and hello, Marianne.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah,
we have communication. Great.
Yes,
it's
we do.
It's magic.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. I would say there's a ghost in the machine, but what we really want to find out is there a ghost in Barbara's house.
Yeah.
What's going on, Barbara?
When I bought this house, I knew it was haunted. The lady who had this house before me had passed away, and her husband did not have a good enough job to keep everything going, so the bank took it over.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought she had left, but maybe my mother, since then my mother's passed away, so maybe she's wandering around here, but I think somebody's wandering.
Interesting.
Yeah. How many people lived in the house, Barbara?
Before I owned it?
No, right now. How many people live in the house right now?
Oh, me.
Oh, yeah, no.
No, really, it's just me.
No. And you are right about your mother. Your mother does visit you, because as soon as you said your mother died and she may be hurt, and it may be her, the man ghost in your house shook his head yes.
Interesting. So she got a man. Okay. All right, tell me about Barbara's man.
Okay. He's about 60, somewhere between 60 and 65, fit, doesn't have a lot of hair, and he's not real tall. You know what, is your house a standalone house, Barbara, or are you connected?
No, it's standalone.
Okay, then this guy had something to do with this house.
Oh.
Interesting. And, of course, if he looks to be about 60, 65 to Marianne, that's how old he would be when he died.
Correct.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I understand. Gee, I don't know that much about the man who used to live here. But this house has been owned by several people.
Okay, do you know how old the man
the house?
Was that you bought the
man?
House from? Right.
You know, I really... I don't know. He might be about 65. I'm trying to think of, I think the younger children would probably be about 35 now. So that could be
close.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Could be close. Could be close. I would suggest to start smudging, and because you really don't need them there. And
they're problematic, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's affected any of your plumbing yet or electronic things. But if he's there enough, between headaches and, you know, lower intestinal problems with you, there could be problems. So I would start smudging.
Now, how about flickering lights and things like that?
Well, I lump that under electronics, you know, besides your computer, your switches. A house the other day, their fan over their stove would just turn on automatically. Oh, that ghost thought he was so funny. Oh, gosh.
My smoke detectors would go off all by themselves.
Yeah.
Yes, that kind of thing. Garage door openers going up and down by themselves. TVs changing when you didn't touch the remote. That kind of stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, you got a ghost. Now, Marianne, does he seem, other than he's obviously bothersome, does he seem to be a real problem?
No, but let's just say... normal circumstances, a person living alone in the house really shouldn't have somebody that they didn't invite in.
I would agree with that. Now, how about portals or any negative energy?
No. Negative energy, no portals. You're good as far as that goes.
Good. All right. So now you just have to smudge, and you got to look up the former owner and who he is, and we'll try to find him.
Yeah, really, I will.
I'm curious. Right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thanks, Barbara.
Barbara, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. That's great. All right. Yeah. Oh, so we started out with someone who's got a ghost. I love it. All right. Let's see. Ann is a first-time caller. She's in Chicago. Ann, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Good evening. How are you?
All right. Thanks for calling. How are you, and do you think you have a ghost?
My question is not about ghosts, hi, Marianne. I'm actually calling because my mother passed away very unexpectedly a couple months ago. And not only was she my mom, she was also my best friend. I would say even like a soulmate.
Mm-hmm. So sorry.
You know, she never woke up at the hospital, and that just really haunts me because we never got to talk again.
Right.
And I was wondering, I don't know if Marianne would be able to tell me, you know, if she is still here, how's she doing?
Okay, the only thing I can tell you, Anne, is this. If she didn't cross over, I would be able to see her if she was inside where you are now. And I do not see any ghosts around you at all. Now, on the other hand, she's probably visiting, and I don't see ones that have crossed over. So right. I wouldn't know if she's there or not. But if you wait, well, let me ask you this. Have you had a dream of her yet?
I had a dream of her the first week that she passed, that she was crying out for me at the hospital, that she was in pain. That was the only dream I had of her.
Okay. Okay, that was not her in a dream. That was you having a dream about her. There's a difference.
Yeah.
When you see her in a dream, she's going to look healthy, she's going to look happy, and you are going to be able to ask her and talk to her through in a dream. Everybody can do that. And so you will get your answers, but being that she's not around you, I would have to say that she's gone, she's at the other side, or whatever you perceive that to be, heaven, or, you know, whatever.
No, it's good news. It's real good news, because most people do cross over, and she's where she wants to be, but that doesn't mean she won't come back and visit. It's just Mary Ann wouldn't see her. But you'll feel her presence.
Yeah, okay. And I do get the feeling that it wasn't a woman, but it was a man that actually talked her into going in to the light. So I don't know if she was close to her father or a grandfather, but
she was close to both of her parents.
Yeah. Well, they helped her.
I bet it was her dad then. Okay.
So she's probably exactly where she should be. That doesn't make it easier for you. But,
No.
But, and my condolences on that entirely, but it seems like all's well. No other energy around her, Mary?
No. Yeah, there's stress in the house, but that's from living people, not dead people.
All right.
But there's no portals, no negative energy. Everything is fine.
Excellent. All right, Ann. Okay. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, Lana's a first-time caller. She's in Los Angeles. All right, Lana, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Marianne.
Hi.
Hi, Marianne. You just talked to my sister.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. It's our mother. Yeah, that's my sister. I'm in Los Angeles, and I flew home to see my mom, and she never woke up in the hospital. I hadn't seen her in months, and I mean, since last year, and I just didn't get to say anything to her.
Yeah.
And I want to know,
the same thing I told your sister is that, you know, eventually you will dream of her and you'll be able to talk to her in a dream. You know, I'm curious about something. Nobody was with her when she died? She was in the hospital
alone?
We
were with her. She was in the hospital for all 3 days, and we were with her for those 3 days. But she was not conscious.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So she was not in the room alone by herself. The family was with her.
Yeah.
Well, specifically
okay, so
my
that
sister
was
and
her
I were
way.
With her.
Yeah, no. That would have been her way, too, of being, you know, relaxed and what have you. I don't think she stayed earthbound. I really believe she crossed over. And, you know, like your sister said, her dad had a big influence on her, and I think that's who did it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Lana, if she crossed over, Mary Ann wouldn't see her, but eventually you may dream of her. You may feel her presence. I'm sure she's looking over you, and she's where she should be.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, same as my sister. I dreamt of her, but she's in the hospital.
Yeah.
When my visions of her are
sure.
in the hospital.
Yeah, horrible.
Right, and that's the last thing that, you know, it's right there. It's been so not that long ago.
Right.
And so, but no, eventually you'll start having dreams of her that are very nice dreams.
All right, Lana.
Marianne, can I ask you another quickie question?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think I have a ghost in my house, not in the form of a human, but maybe an animal. I live with two cats, and sometimes I hear like scratches inside the house, like litter box scratches, and the cats are with me. Sometimes I hear jumping, like an animal jumped down, but they're with me. And then last week, I have a water bowl downstairs. I have a three-story house. Last week, the water bowl was moved a foot, and it was turned 180 degrees. And it couldn't have been one of the cats because they stayed with me all night. And water would have spilled everywhere if one of them even tried to push it.
So what do you think, Marianne?
No, it's not a cat. It's a dog.
It's a dog?
Yeah.
It's a dog. And that's why you never have kitty litters when you have dogs in the house, because they scratch around in the kitty litter. But no, you have a ghost dog in the house. It's a little, maybe a Westie, little hairy thing. But and the cats are aware of the dog. They know the dog's around. But
I
the
feel
dog
like they
doesn't
really just kind of stare into space.
Yeah.
With
right.
their eyes kind of
right.
wide.
That's it.
Watching.
That's it. Mm. Now, do you want to get rid of it, or do you want to leave her there?
I think it freaks them out a little bit. I think it makes them a little erratic.
So, well, here would be the thing. My advice would be to smudge, but I think you'd have to be careful with your own cats if you smudged.
Yeah, there is that.
Yeah, that's the only problem. I mean, if your cats are only inside cats, then I'd think about it twice. If they're outside cats, well, let them have, you know, an afternoon off and smudge. But
inside cats.
Yeah,
I figured
the dog want any trouble, or is it just hanging out?
I think the dog will get, when the cats won't play with the dog, the dog will leave and go find someplace else to go find something to play with her.
It won't be forever.
So I think it'll just be for a little bit.
All right, okay. Lana. Well, thank you for calling and do it again.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right. So, you know, we talk about crossing people through the light, but you can't exactly talk to an animal and say, you know, you ready to go? So I guess that makes
sense.
The
one dog that I did get rid of through the light, and only because when I had my real life, I was a dog groomer for 16 years, so we know dogs.
Yeah.
And we showed dogs, so I'm familiar with dogs, but it was a shepherd, and I made her stay next to me, and she did. She went right down, and I took a rock, and I threw it through the light, and she went after it.
Oh, that's great.
Yep. Now, a cat, oh, no. I have to hope that there's a ghost human to pick the cat up and take it with them, because
exactly.
You can't make a cat do anything.
I heard that. All right, Cindy's a first-time caller in Mokena. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hello, ladies. Hello, Marianne.
Hi.
And Raleigh.
Yeah.
My question, Marianne, is, do I have ghosts in my home, and if I do, who are they?
How many people live in your home, Cindy?
Two.
Okay, and I don't know if it's the house or either one of you. There's no ghost in the house, but somebody has got a lot of negativity on them.
Oh.
Would there be spirits or angels on? I don't know what the difference is between the three of them.
Well, negative energy, somebody could have put that on you through a spell, things of that nature.
Or a curse or something
exactly.
like that. That's more what I'm picking up on you. I don't know if you are retired, if you work, you know, what type of job you have. But sometimes, you know, you can easily bring something home with you from work, you know, a coworker or whatever. But no, as far as the house, every adult has their guardian angel, they've got their spirit guides, and an adult has between 10, 12, 14 spirit guides. So there's always a crowd of angels around you. If you take pictures and you get perfect circles, orbs, those are spirits that have crossed over, angel type, and that's what those are.
Those are good.
As a matter of fact, if you've taken those pictures with a digital camera or your phone camera, enlarge it. If there's a design in the middle, you'll see a face or a side profile of who it is.
Interesting. But as far as removing negative energy, what can she do?
If she goes to the library and gets When Ghosts Speak, that's one of my books, the last chapter in that book tells you how to remove negative energy, and there is no reason why you cannot do it. It'll take you all of 15 minutes.
Oh, that's great. Great. And you don't even have to buy the book. You can get it at the library.
Nope. That's right.
All right.
All right.
Well, I appreciate the call, Cindy. Thank you.
Thank you, Marianne and Raleigh. Good night.
All right. So 888-876-5593. We're talking to Marianne Winkowski, mariannewinkowski.com, or on YouTube. Just go to Marianne Winkowski, and she's got a great channel there. All sorts of wonderful information. We'll get to Ray, who's a first-time caller in Illinois. We got Richard in Columbia, as in South America, not South Carolina. And there's room for you, too, on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Usually we have a lot of bumpers, but I don't want to cut into Marianne Winkowski's time because I asked for calls, and boy, Marianne, you really got them this month. So, yeah, I assume, by the way, that it's frantic everywhere at this point in time with people and ghosts.
It is. It's terrible. Everybody's so stressed out. That's energy they're sucking up on.
Yeah.
They love it.
Yeah.
The higher the gas prices go, the better the ghosts like it, believe it or not.
Oh, absolutely. So. And yes, and everybody's living on their last nerve, so the ghosts are celebrating. All right, you got it. Ray is a first-time caller, and he's in Illinois. So, Ray, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I listen to your show as much as I can.
Good to have you.
I'm the third generation to, I guess, more or less own or live in this house. It's an old farmhouse. My mother was actually in hospice care and passed away in it. I never knew my grandfather. He passed 8 years before I was actually born, back in the 50s. I'm not sure. I know he had health issues, but I don't know if he actually passed away in the house or not. And I also have some ongoing health issues. I was just kind of curious if Marianne saw anything on your ominous or anything,
because how many people are living in the
house to my sister?
Okay, how many people live in the house right now?
Just me.
Okay. Two outbuildings or three?
Numerous. Three major, and then
a
big one.
Odd things.
And a little bunch. Yeah, a little one. Okay. Do you have
like a machine shed, an old corn crib, and then the smaller, the next
would be like a
two-car garage?
I'm talking about one of the barns. Which one of the barns has the older farm equipment in?
Actually, nothing really old. I mean, the corn crib has a 1970s, like a smaller farm tractor, but there's really not much farm equipment here.
Okay.
You've got a ghost, a man ghost, in one of those barns.
Interesting.
Now, I'm not saying that he can't come in the house at different times, but right now he is outside in one of the barns.
What do we know?
Okay.
What do we know
now,
about
you him? Don't have any animals, right?
Yes, I do. I have an inside dog with me, and then I have an outdoor dog and a few outdoor cats. It's out on a farm. I'm out in the country.
Right.
Yeah, well, so. You have all domestic animals. You don't have any farm animals.
No.
Right.
But I've got a good supply of the wild stuff, raccoons, possums, and all of that, rabbits. They're everywhere.
Yeah. Well, the only thing I can think of is that, you know, maybe when he comes through the house, you know, maybe that's when you start feeling, you know, different or things changing. But with him being outside, there's not a whole lot you can do.
Okay. Yeah, I've never had any. I blame most of my oddities outside on the other critters. And I've always felt pretty peaceful in the house. I mean,
there's been
a number of years ago, I had a couple of odd instances where I just deemed it a bad memory of things happening.
Sure.
But everything, even though I felt a little guilty when my mother passed in the house, and
I'm not sure.
Yeah, but people dying, I mean, people that have long lingering illnesses, they go right to heaven. They don't stick around.
Yeah, they're ready to go.
So I wouldn't, I would seriously doubt if your mother is angry with you.
So I
don't feel that. I just had never known anything. I never knew anything really because we weren't a real talkative family. I just never knew a lot about my grandfather. I said, that was back in the 50s.
Well, let me ask about that. So, Marianne, could the ghost be his grandfather?
Well, I suppose he could. Because it's not, it's sort of dark. I can't really see what he looks like. So, I guess it's a possibility.
But probably if it was, maybe he'd be inside.
In the house. Yeah. I would think he'd be more in than out. Yeah. I don't know why, but I would think he would be.
Yeah, so it sounds like it's not a problem.
No, I don't think so. I know that, it's the later generations now that talk family. Families never really talked back in the day. So.
Yeah.
Well, it's gotten worse. I mean, I have family all around, and I'm a loner.
Well, there you are.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Hang in there.
Yeah, good luck to you, Ray. Thanks for calling. All right, so Ray is a loner with a ghost. Good deal. All right, and one that apparently isn't bothering him, so that's the best news of all. All right, going to leave.
A lot of people, though, think that because you have a ghost that they can tell you something that happened way back when.
Yeah.
If they were there when it happened, they can tell you.
Right,
but
right.
If they weren't there, they don't know.
Yeah, because earthbound spirits are no more psychic than anybody else here. So they don't get special powers. So, well, let's leave the country and go to Colombia, South America, to Richard. Hey, Richard, how are you? Richard, are you still with us? No, I think Richard left us. And Richard calls every now and then. And yes, it's always always interesting to find out what's going on in South America. So I'm going to try one. John says maybe try Richard on this line. All right, are you there, Richard?
I am.
Oh, good deal.
Oh, good.
So, Richard, do you think you have a ghost?
Yeah, I think so.
What do you think, Mary?
There's noises I can't explain sometimes, and I had a Corningware bowl sitting in my sink a couple months ago, and it just broke by itself. Nothing fell on it or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Well, if you've got somebody, whoever it is, isn't there now, because there's nobody there right now.
Good.
House is actually clear, so it's good. You're stressed out about something, but other than that, everything is fine.
So are you particularly stressed, Richard?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Well, that could bring negative energy to you, because ghosts love stress.
That's right.
So what are we going to do to relax you, Richard?
I don't know. I guess I'll drink some rum.
There you go. When all else fails, the power of positive drinking. All right, call me again soon. Thanks, Richard.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye.
So, yes, and poor Richard.
Spirits one way or the other.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Smitty's a first-time caller in Chicago. Welcome to WGN Radio. Smitty? No, don't tell me the ghost got Smitty. Are you? He wants to know if spirits are following him. Well, apparently they followed him right off the phone. We're talking to Marianne Winkowski, and that's MarianneWinkowski.com, or go to YouTube. Yeah, just look for Marianne Winkowski, a whole channel, and all sorts of things that you will see that are just fascinating. Now, we will, before the evening is over, review quickly the law of abundance. But I know that Marianne in Chicago and Valerie in Warrenville, all right, a Valerie update, and maybe you too are hanging on, and I promise to get to your calls, not even playing any bumpers this hour, ensure that at the end of the hour, you're not hanging on. So if you want to dial, you better do it quickly. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. We only have a few minutes left with Marianne Winkowski, and the time always goes by too fast. But that's because you've got such a great personality, and I really appreciate you doing this. So let's see, Marianne. Betty is a first-time caller. She's in Chicago. So, all right, Betty, what's up? Do you have a ghost?
I'm not sure. I do feel, I'm not sure if it's a negative or positive energy around me, because I am constantly feeling different things. And I do also have a lot of dreams about loved ones, and I do feel like I have conversations with them.
Oh, you absolutely can talk to them. There's no doubt. But no, your house feels really good.
All right.
So who's ever visiting you, they're all good. Good for you.
Oh, good.
Excellent. Betty, all's well. Good. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
That's great news. Linda is a first-time caller, and she's in Illinois. Hello, Linda.
Hi. Well, so good to talk to you both. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Do you think you have a ghost?
Well, I've had different people that have passed in my house, and I just sometimes, you know, I feel the presence of people around.
Mm-hmm. Well,
also, my dog sometimes
stares at me. There's nobody there right now.
Okay.
There's nobody there now, and, you know, a lot of people know when people come to visit that have crossed over, the air feels different in the house. I mean, there's no way to describe it, and I think you're just getting visits from, you know, your relatives. I think you're okay.
Good. All right.
Okay,
Linda,
good. Well,
rest
thank you.
Easy. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. All right, so things are going well for Linda. Now we'll find out how they're going for Marianne in Chicago. So, Marianne, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, how are you guys?
All right. So, Marianne, what do you think about Marianne?
Marianne, how do you spell your name?
Just like it sounds, M-A-R-Y, next word, A-N-N.
Mine's M-A-R-I-A-N-N.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different ways to spell it.
That's
yep. With the E, without an E.
Oh, yeah, all that.
But I need to know if I have a ghost.
No, you don't, but...
Because I live three doors away from a cemetery in a 100-year-old house.
Well, I'll tell you, first of all, your cemeteries are your best neighbors because ghosts don't hang out in cemeteries. Who are they going to get energy from?
Right.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, so your neighbors, I've had four houses.
Well, they come and hang out in my house.
Next door to a cemetery, and they were fine. So you've got a younger person that comes in and out of your house. Maybe about 17, 18 years old.
Okay, now there is a newlywed couple upstairs on the second floor, but they're probably like in their 30s.
And they're alive.
Oh, yeah. And would that 17-year-old be visiting me or them?
No, I wouldn't know what's going on, you know, in their house.
You know how long that 17-year-old has been here?
How many people, let me ask you this, I guess I should have asked in the beginning. How many families live under one roof here?
Two. I have the first and the basement level, and then the newlyweds are upstairs.
Okay. No, it's not upstairs, it's you.
Ooh, so somebody comes to visit her. All right.
And knocks on my curtain rod in the shower every so often and sets off my burglar alarm. And
maybe.
Well, yeah, who knows? But he's not there now, so you're good.
Okay.
All right, good deal. Well, thanks, Marianne. Appreciate it.
Okay, good night, guys.
Good deal. So, they come and they go. And let's see what Valerie in Warrenville has to say for herself this month. Hello, Valerie.
Hello, ladies. How's everything going?
All right, we got less than a minute, so cut to the chase.
Cut to the chase. Okay, any negativity, et cetera, around me in my studio?
No, there's somebody that's angry at you right now, but you'll get over it. So I wouldn't worry about that. But no, I think you have nosy ghosts that come in and out, but nobody that stays there.
Interesting.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Is this the angry person? Is this a live person or the past or a deceased person?
No, the person that's angry with you is alive.
Interesting.
In his 20s?
I think it's a woman.
Oh,
I think it's a woman.
Wow.
In my building or at my work?
I don't know if she's in your building or not.
I don't know.
But you'll have to think about that. And if something comes to mind, tell us next month. And thanks, Valerie. I appreciate it.
Sure, no problem. Talk to you later, ladies.
As always, the time goes by too fast. We didn't talk about the law of abundance, but the nice thing about MarianneWinkowski.com is right at the top, you can click on Law of Abundance and learn all about it. The next new moon is coming up Monday, right?
Yeah, Memorial Day, you bet.
Wow.
Don't forget.
Absolutely. And, of course, don't forget Marianne Winkowski at YouTube.com. And we are going to do this again next month on the 16th, and I'm already looking forward to it.
Terrific. Thanks, Raleigh.
Thanks, Marianne. Appreciate it.